Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 30th, 2010, the final day of June in another year. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our pleasure each weekday morning is preparing and sharing these messages, and we're so thankful for both our podcast listeners and our many readers. Today's message is titled Servant Leadership. Scripture text is a passage that many of you will know of as the Golden Rule from Luke 6, verse 31.
Do to others as you would have them do to you.
Yesterday, a company we work for as chaplains had a picnic for their employees. Serving as business chaplains over the past 12 years, we've attended a lot of company picnics through the years, but this one was distinct in that instead of having the meal catered, the human resource department planned the event and then prepared and served the meal. The company leadership got personally involved by grilling the meat, which turned the usual machine-like smell of the company into a succulent barbecue aroma that drifted throughout the air. We also noted the very intentional attempt by the leadership to express interest in the employees.
A term popularized during our lifetime is servant leadership. The concept asserts that servant leaders achieve results for their organizations by giving priority attention to the needs of their colleagues and those whom they serve. Servant leaders are often seen as humble stewards of their organization's resources, all in three areas: human, financial, and physical.
Well, according to Robert K. Greenleaf, who coined the phrase in an essay in 1970, he writes, "The servant leader is servant first. It begins with the natural feeling that one wants to serve first. Then conscious choice brings one to aspire to lead. That person is sharply different from one who is leader first, perhaps because of the need to assuage an unusual power drive and to acquire material possessions. The leader first and the servant first are two extreme types. Between them are shadings and blends that are part of the infinite variety of human nature."
Well, the particular issue we'd like to discuss today does not necessarily impact every listener, but certainly a large number of you who receive our messages are in some form of people management. Most are also under a manager and would like their management to read and practice this principle. It is greatly lacking in the secular employment world.
An effective manager needs to lead with confidence and authority. I've appreciated this quality of several of my employers through the years and in the company owners who we have served with as chaplains.
We particularly remember our boss, Anthony Mucho, and this goes back many years ago when we drove school buses during the early years of our church planting work in northern Pennsylvania. He was a good administrator, and actually he followed a very bad administrator, so it stood out all the more.
I still remember that name, too.
But there was no question as to who was an authority. He was the authority figure. Yet he was also very kind and treated his employees well. However, most all of us have had managers who arrogantly abused this authority and lorded it over their employees. They act as though they're superior because they're the boss.
Jesus' statement in our daily verse is known, again, I said it earlier, the Golden Rule. I repeat it, do to others as you would have them do to you. Can you imagine how different things would be if this rule was universally practiced? Today, let us consider its application in the workplace.
Paul gives us a directive to masters, which we believe can be used in principle by anyone that has a place of managing authority. And I quote Colossians 4:1, "Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven."
As you manage today and every day, may you put the teachings of Jesus and the Bible into practice. A powerful word from our Lord, applied first to the kingdom living, but really to all of life, is this. It's from Mark 9:35. "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all." Today, let us make it our prayer. Lord, make me your servant.
Let's pray together. Father, I'm reminded of the acronym JOY, which serves as a prompting to put Jesus first, others second, and yourselves last. As we do so, we find ourselves to be more like Christ, who gives us fulfillment and joy as we serve others. we find the mysterious pleasure that comes with the scriptural teaching, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And once again, we find ourselves acknowledging that your ways are superior to the ways of humankind. Show us the many ways we can assist and serve others, and help us also to be willing to receive from others when we are in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We have another picnic, and we kind of are in a rush to get out of our house today. The same company, but a different location. We have a photo of the several of the company leaders preparing the meal yesterday, if you care to look, as well as some other photos of our life and things we do. A couple songs today. One is a Maranatha song we recall from many years ago called Make Me Your Servant. Our website, where you can find these materials for links or photos, is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
June 30th, 2010. Sorry about that. Hope I got that right earlier. I'll have to check. Let's see. Did I? Yes, I did. Well, thanks again. And we encourage you to visit our site to see the photos. We have our top photo today. It's not related to our message, but we enjoy passing it. It is a literal flower bed. It's an old frame bed. I don't know what you'd call that, metal frame bed, painted white. And the early plantings of flowers, we actually have one taken in the fall, and we have a link to that where it's really filled out well. But we live in an interesting part of the country. It's a different flower, too.
That's the reason, yeah.
I disagreed when I saw the original, but I'll show her to that in a moment. Because we've seen it a number of times. She doesn't know what photo I've used.
Okay.
Well, thanks for joining us. And again, may you make it your prayer. Lord, make me your servant. And let me add to that, and I feel quite scripturally, for me to be a servant to others as well. It's based upon that phrase, the servant of all.